4904, putting the spotlight now on legal matters and, in fact, why a failure to report offences such as theft and fraud is in itself an offence, why your duty to report doesn't also include self-incrimination. Joining us to shed more light on this is the Director of Dispute Resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Corné Lewis. Corné, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Anita, and evening to all your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Corné, what has given rise to highlight this responsibility as has been described in law of persons in authority?
Well, Benito, we've got an act called the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act, and there's a particular section in the Act, Section 34, that actually places a duty on persons in a position of authority to actually report any suspicion of fraud, corruption that's over 100,000 rand. So the Act actually plays a duty to report such suspicion or even a crime. It doesn't have to be the crime per se, but even if you have a suspicion that somebody is involved in a corrupt act or fraud, you have to report it to the Director of Priority Crimes Investigation, or as we call it, the Hawks.
So, in fact, there isn't really a choice, as is outlined in Section 34 of this particular Act there, Corné. It's, as you say, it is duty. What if there is a chance that there is malice in reporting such an offence, for example?
Well, that's the difficulty. And as you said, in terms of the Act, you've got a duty to report. So you basically, if it's over 100,000 rand, you don't actually have a choice if you, for example, the CEO of a company. But if there is malice, where your intention is to defame that person,
yes,
you will open yourself actually up to a charge to be laid against you and a damages claim for malicious prosecution. Should the NPA, or as we call it, or as you know, the National Prosecuting Authority, decide not to actually proceed with that case,
yeah,
so you will open yourself up for such a malicious claim.
Because I would imagine that if you do issue such a report or report a suspected offence, for example, that particular report will also be investigated, and if it comes to light that the intention behind you reporting it was one of malintent, then there will be consequences for that.
Correct. So the Hawks will first investigate the matter, because at that stage, you must remember, it's not actually a criminal complaint. The Hawks will just investigate the allegation that has been made of the suspicion of this, let's call it, the fraud. And should the Hawks decide that actually there is actually malice here, that actually it's just a personal debt, they may proceed to withdraw, or it can even go further where actually the NPA may even say, listen, yeah, it's clear that this is clearly a case where the person that has laid this charge actually his intent was just to defame or injure,
yes,
the reputation of a person.
Okay. Will one also incriminate oneself if you report such offences?
No, you won't, because it's actually, as I said, as you also said, remember, it's a statutory application that you have. It's a duty for you to report, so it's not.
And the aim behind this idea, I would imagine, would be to combat things such as fraud and theft, particularly within the corporate arena.
Correct, because in the past, what we call now today corruption was actually in the past called bribery. And when, yes, there was a charge of bribery in the past, it was not normally only against state officials. But because of the enactment of this act, private companies also now must report. Because in the past, as I said, it was just for the state. But now everybody actually must report. Private or the state must report.
Is this a recent change to the law, Corné?
No. The act, it actually was enacted already in 2004. So this has been, it has been enacted in 2004, but I think, you know, due to what's not in the public domain, people actually don't know, actually, they actually must report this. Because if you don't report it, actually, you can actually be liable for a fine or imprisonment.
Should investigations come to light that you actually were aware of what was transpiring?
Aware of fraud or corruption, yes.
What if there's an occasion, or rather let me rephrase that, are there any grey areas, for example, should a person in a position of authority defend him or herself when it comes to light that they knew about the particular activity, saying that, look, that particular individual wasn't under my direct authority? Is there a grey area there, or is it a comprehensive duty to just report the offence?
No, it's a comprehensive duty because the Act is clear. It says a person, any person in a position of authority. So you can't use the excuse that he was that he didn't fall under my line management or he was part of another division in the in my company.
So
if you know about it, you must report it.
Yes, absolutely. And so once the reporting is done, then that is the first step in the criminal process. What happens thereafter?
Well, remember, as I said, it's not a criminal investigation at that stage. So the matter, it's a simple form that you submit with a statement to the Hawks. If the Hawks believe there's a matter to be investigated, they will actually then refer it for a full criminal investigation.
Yeah.
Once the criminal investigation has been finalized, then it will go to the NPA, which will then make a determination whether or not there's sufficient or whether or not there's sufficient case to prosecute. But it must be premised on a reasonable and probable cause to believe that a fraud has been committed.
Lastly, Courtney, do we have a problem with fraud in South Africa?
Yes, we have.
Do we have any numbers that you're aware of?
Numbers, no, I don't. But as I said, I can't divulge into my methods, but there is a problem.
No, I'm not asking for that, but certainly within...
I think we all know there is a problem.
Courtney Lewis, Director of Dispute Resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Appreciate you shedding light on this important matter. Courtney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Benito.
Thank you.
Thank you.